Welcome, everyone. It's a nice, intimate turnout. I think I will start maybe by what led me to this choice, or going back now to Lebanon, Beirut, or Tripoli, my hometown. I used to listen, like, during my teenage, even before, to I started getting familiar with musique concrète and electroacoustic music, and then made me more, which led me to discovery of different genres that built on this, including spectrum music. So I came to Norway, Trondheim, 3 years ago for my master's in fine art, and so I didn't know actually Arne Norheim before coming here, and then I discovered he was the pioneer of this first movement that was inspired from Darmstadt school in the 50s and 60s with composers such as Pierre Boulez or Stockhausen or Nono, among others. And then so in the library, I just came across what for me was the most unlikely encounter, musical encounter, seeing both Arne Norheim and Jan Garbarek in one record. And then I found out that this was the fruit of, it all started in 1969 from this debate on the TV show Open Post, by I think presented by Hagen Ringnes, and so this was a debate basically between two polar sides in music, like in a very oversimplified way, like pop music versus avant-garde music, and each was defending their music, that and that the other side kind of ruins the ability to have a good musical experience. And so what happened was that Arne Norheim responded with a kind of, a piece called Solar Plexus, which later developed, I think, as a collaboration with Henny Unsta Art Center and New Music as a kind of music manifesto. Which I think was intended to be quite ironic in the sense that it was, they just it was Norheim along with other composers who just made a hybrid of avant-garde and pop, and it was intended to be avant-garde music to please the masses. So I think I'll start with playing Solar Plexus, because there seems to be even echoes from this debate that Norheim used. One other thing I would say, that the singer that was on the show, Elisabeth Granemann, she did a performance in a way to kind of mock or avant-garde music, so which included breaking dishes and the pianist doing these like typical extended techniques on a piano. And Norheim said about his piece, I hope it's a good translation, because I think there's a lot of wordplay, so you can correct me if anything is not accurate. So, I feel maybe I should say a bit, forgot about Arne Norheim, that he started experimenting with electronic music from Norway, and including actually Trondheim. He had a different relationship to Trondheim musically. So at the time in the late 50s, University of Trondheim at the time built two ring modulators for him. And even though it's reputed that Norheim didn't have any kind of, like, didn't have any resources in Norway, it's actually not entirely true. He did start in in Trondheim, but then moved to Warsaw for more advanced electronic like tutoring and experimentation. And basically he says about this piece, an old debate enriched with a suicide tango from pre-war Warsaw. A tale that poisonous words are often so beautiful and sonorous, built on a poem by Georg Johannesson that contained signal words. I think, yeah, signal ur, supposed to be signal words. A medieval anthem is also included, as well as two old German machine guns and a Norwegian, I think, toilet, if thus, yeah.
Hardres mann solgt et salg til dem.
Atomvåpen!
Thank you.
Crucifixion! Calumny! Calumny! Oi, massime, di, di, di!
Det mycket mer enda vi är den.
Record was actually, I mean, the first performance of the piece was in 1969 on anarchal television, and then 4 years later they released only 500 copies of this record, and it's supposed to be one of the rarest records in Norway. So one other aspect I think that's reflected here is, I mean, from the debate was, because Nordheim came at a time, again, from the late 50s, where music in Norway was still so much about like folklore and nationalism, and he rejected all that, even stated explicitly that it's cheap exploitation of folklore. So yeah, he was considered, as they say, like an enfant terrible at the time, and didn't get to be accepted until the 70s or even 80s. So basically, even you can find in 1981 this caricature drawing I will pass around, which was, I mean, it was in the as a kind of design in the event on Facebook. So basically, because Arne Nordheim and the poet Henrik Wergeland were both, they both got the Grotten residency in the, which is like the kind of permanent residency in the Royal Palace. And here it's, you have Wergeland just plugging his ears and basically saying, "Before I lost my hearing," and Arne Nordheim in the back. So that was even, I mean, yeah, that was in 1981. And basically, I think I would guess popophony would, is a kind of wordplay on cacophony. So yeah, you can check out the, if you want, the original. And I mean, yeah, so now I'll move on to, or actually another, I think, really interesting aspect about Nordheim, that often the titles of his pieces changed. And I think that was a very good, in a sense, I think emphasizing the plasticity of the piece, whether it was like a TV performance, but then this piece was called Har og Nå, Here and Now, and then on the label it changed title. So I think the plasticity of the music, he played on it with like often changing the title again and again.